Unit 12, page 113, Listening, Exercises 8 and 9.
Hello again. Right. He's visited more than 100 countries. He's taken thousands of photos and published them in travel magazines. He has a very popular travel blog. But he's taken a break today to talk about how to travel well. Richard Ward, thank you for coming today.
Thanks for inviting me.
So, you've just completed your 10th year of traveling.
That's right. 10 years without spending more than a week back home. Well, my parents' home. I've never had my own home.
And to celebrate your 10 years, you've made a list of top things to do when you travel.
That's right. And I'm hoping to publish them in a book later this year.
Have you ever written a book before?
No, I haven't. This will be my first.
How exciting. Now, on your website, there are 20 tips for traveling. We can't talk about all of them, so can I ask you, what's your number one tip?
Well, that's difficult. My number one? Okay, I'm going to say, get off the beaten track. I mean, try to go to places that other people don't go to. Of course, it's great to see all those famous places that everyone wants to see. But if you explore a bit further, go to other places, you'll discover much more interesting things, you know? On my blog, I talk about an important difference, the difference between travelers and tourists. A tourist always stays on the beaten track. A traveler likes to leave it. Of course, you might get lost.
And have you ever gotten lost?
Oh, yes, hundreds of times. In fact, another of my tips is try to get lost. It's part of the fun of traveling. If you get lost sometimes, you can find amazing things, great people.
Okay, let's talk about things to take with you. Another tip you have is to always take a scarf. Why?
Well, a scarf is a really useful thing. You can wrap it around you to keep warm or to keep the sun off. You can carry things in it too or tie things together.
Well, I want to talk some more, Richard, but first, it's time for some music.